95.7 WL. Allen's the gas giveaway. Where that's coming up really soon. Each other's junk. Fortune magazine's new list of the most powerful women in business. Oprah is only number 4.
How's that?
She's number 4. If Oprah told her minions to boycott eBay, Xerox, and Sara Lee,
Jerry would do it.
Man, the women ahead of her on that list would be back on the streets. And that, my friends, is power. But no, Oprah, I can't believe it. Oprah's number 4.
That's
so
ridiculous.
You know, yeah, she should be. She's probably number 1 in your hearts, though.
That's, that's where it's
number
really
one in your hearts.
Yes.
That's right. Hi, Dave and Jerry. Who's this?
This is Sarah Lurs.
Hi, Sarah. How are you?
I am doing great.
Thank you for calling back.
You aren't going to believe where I am.
Where are you?
In Chicago.
You're in Chicago.
My husband called me.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you shopping on Michigan Avenue this morning or getting ready?
No,
to?
No, I'm down here for a business trip.
Blow off the business. Go over to Michigan Avenue.
Really.
You know, stop into the Apple store or something. That's what you do. Well, congratulations, Sarah.
Thank you.
And we appreciate you taking the time out this morning to call from Chicago. You should give that $100 to your husband.
I'm going to have to share it with my bank.
I think so. Well, there you go. You're still in for 1,000 gallons of gas. You've got a $100 gas card. Who just made you a winner from Chicago? And they're in Chicago.
W Light.
And that is W Light, time saver traffic.
Boy, you know, I bet the ER nurses and the ER staff people, not the ER, but the operating, OR, the OR staff could tell you some pretty strange stories. Did Jan ever work OR?
No.
She never worked in the operating room as a nurse? Because Jerry remembers this.
No.
So they put her from the operating table back to her bed in the recovery room and put her into the recovery room. She said as they were moving her over, she remembers grabbing at something, at the sheets or something.
Mm-hmm.
And she kept saying, no, it's he's my dog. He's my dog. In her mind, Rowdy was there, and she was trying to pick up Rowdy and bring him with her over to her regular bed. And they were saying, no, Jerry, it's okay. Your dog's not here, Jerry. You're in the operating room.
But he's I'm sure they do have some stories.
But he's my dog.
Oh, man.
Then when she started thinking about it, she remembered where she was and
well,
got
as much
really
time
silly.
As she spends with Rowdy, I'm surprised he didn't have a little mask and gown on.
Well, he is hypoallergenic, too, so.
Copyright 2018 GLLC, all rights reserved.